Hey, have you seen my snorkel gear anywhere? I can't find it. Usually it's with my scuba stuff, but. Hey, what's wrong? Okay, you were packing and trying out things for formal night. What's the. You don't like the way you look at anything. Well. Come here. Come here. Look in the mirror. Tell me what you see. Do you know what I see? I see a beautiful, beautiful person who just needs a little more confidence. Okay? Why don't you show me your options? Okay. I like that on you. It really accentuates everything you want to accentuate. That one's good too. They're all good. Okay, I think you need a break. I said you need a break. I think you need a break. I think you need to get undressed and lie down on the bed. That wasn't a suggestion. Now, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to take this handheld mirror and hold it over your body. I want you to look at yourself while your hands slide down your body and explore. I want you to see yourself how I see you, my beautiful, sexy kitten. Now, take your hand and slide it down the nape of your neck. Your breasts, your nipples. Tell me what you like about them. I said, tell me what you like about them. That's a good girl. I agree. They are truly exquisite breasts. Now, slide your hand down a little further over your stomach. Hey, I don't like it when you call it that. Tell me what you think about your stomach. I disagree. I think every part of you is beautiful and deserves to be complimented. In fact, spread your legs. That's it. Spread your legs for me. Slide your hand down. Down, dip over your mound. And just barely run a finger up and down your slit. That's it. That's a good curl for me. Now, look in the mirror. Keep touching. Look in the mirror. I want you to rub your clit and compliment yourself for me. Don't close your eyes. Don't giggle. Don't get embarrassed. Look at yourself in the mirror. Rub your clit and tell yourself how beautiful you really are. That's it. I want you to touch yourself, explore, and I want you to feel good while you do it. I want you to compliment everything about you, your personality, your body, everything. And when you've complimented yourself sufficiently to my liking, I'll let you come. Understood? Good girl. Now, why don't you tell me about your personality? Slide a finger into that surprisingly wet pussy and tell me your favorite personality trait about yourself. That's right. You are very funny. You are very smart. You are truly kind and emphatic. Now, add a second finger and tell me what you like about your looks. Is that it? Keep going. No. Keep going. I want you to take stock of how beautiful you truly are, how exquisite of a person you are. And I want you to come. So keep complimenting yourself, baby girl. Keep telling yourself how gorgeous your eyes are, how beautiful your breasts and stomach and legs are, how shiny your hair is, and how amazing your personality is, how you never fail to make me laugh or make me feel good when I'm not feeling well. I'm doing the same for you. So, slide another finger in and tell me what you like about yourself. That's it. Good girl. Such a perfect, kind, beautiful woman I have. That's it. That's it. Rub your clit with your thumb and slide two fingers in and out of that wet, tight, beautiful pussy. God, I always want you, but I want you especially when you're like this, needy and just wanting my touch, my voice in your ear, my growl, letting you know how bad I want you. Do you think I would want you as bad as I do if you weren't perfect to me? You are perfect to me. That's it. Go faster now and tell me what you don't like about your looks. No, tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you think is a little too flabby or a little too wrong, and I'll prove you wrong. That right there, that is incorrect. You are perfect. Are you getting close? Good. Because here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count down from 10. And I want you to compliment yourself with every number you hear. And if you compliment yourself enough, if you make me feel that you truly, truly mean every word that you say, I'll let you come when I get to 0. Understood? I think we're going to need a little help for this. Get out your vibrator. Put it on. And put it on the spot that drives you wild. Either slide it inside or put it on your clit. Okay? Now, you're going to compliment yourself, and you're going to do exactly as I say with that vibe, understood? Good. Let's start with your personality. 10? Good. 9? Oh, that's right. I love that about you. Put the vibrator on the next highest setting, baby. That's it. 8. Work it faster. Either rip your clit faster or slide it in and out faster, harder. 7. That's it. Oh, you're so beautiful. Let's work on your body now. Tell me what you like about your eyes. 6. Your face as a whole. 5. Good. Work that vibrator faster, baby. That's it. 4. Oh. Tell me your favorite body part. Tell me the thing about you that you love. 3. That's it. Vibrator on the highest setting. I want you writhing with need as you tell me and compliment your worst feature that you think you have. Tell me the compliment about the thing you hate about yourself, too. Again. 1.5. That's it, baby. You're so close. 1. That's it. You've been such a good one for me. Now come. Come and tell me that you're a good girl. That you're a perfect, whole, and complete woman. That's it, baby. Come for me. Come. That's it. Oh, baby, let me lay behind you and hold you. Oh, I know you don't like to hear those things, especially not from yourself, but I wanted you to know that you're perfect just the way you are, and you can rock any one of those dresses at any time. I can't wait to cuddle up next to you again and again and again as we drift off to sea, baby. You are amazing. And don't forget it.